We got a voice note earlier, just as we started the show, from someone who's concerned about what's happening at UNISA. So we've invited Dr. Lusani Nenchitomboni, who is the acting director of communications at UNISA, to speak to us about what's happening there. But first, let's bring you some context and play you this voice note we got earlier.
Good afternoon, Clement. Good afternoon to the team as well. Yesterday, Clement, I went to UNISA in Florida. And we were going there for registration because their website is giving a bit of a problem. We got there, we were turned away by the staff, chased out of the building, and told that Nehau, I think, their members haven't been paid, so they've shut the campus down, they've shut everything down, they are on strike. The closing of the registration is today, Clement. Can you please help us find out what the problem is?
So, Dr. Nenchitomboni, thank you so much for speaking to us. I really appreciate you coming through at such short notice. The registration apparently is closing today. Nehau employees have shut down the campus. What can you share with us about what's happening at UNISA today?
Let me just start by apologizing on behalf of the university to all the students who have been inconvenienced by the strike that is going on throughout our campuses starting today. But also let me say that the registration date was supposed to be today.
Yeah.
But that has since been moved to the 1st of February. Because among other things, we realized that there's no way that you can jeopardize the opportunities that students would want to take to study at UNISA. So the registration date is really not closing to date anymore. We have sent the communication to all our current students and prospective students. And if they have not yet received it, they'll probably be receiving that communication during the day to the effect that the closing date is no longer going to be today.
Mm.
We have also placed these changes on the UNISA website and on the social media platform so that all the students that are wanting to register have access to this communication.
Mm.
But also what we're encouraging our students to do is that if you cannot access the campuses or any other office where you can register, we're encouraging them to register online because the online system is at the moment functional and we will still enable you
okay.
to register as if you are having someone face-to-face.
So what's going to happen then to the protest that is currently underway from this listener by Nehau? Because that seems to be the reason why you've even had to shift the closing date for registration to the 1st of February, because some of the students can't access the campus to come register.
The strike is actually going on. It started this morning, but at the same time, the negotiations and discussions are ongoing with labor. And we are hoping that as we engage with each other, a resolution will be found hopefully soon enough. There have been some significant or sufficient progress that has been made. At this stage, if you look at it, management is offering 6% salary increase and labor is demanding a 7% increase, which indicates that there is some movement which is fairly encouraging. But we are hoping that as we continue to engage, a resolution will be found soon.
All right. Let me also ask you that maybe you need to maybe tell the call center to answer their calls. Someone is SMS'd us saying, UNISA, that's a problem. Whether there's a strike or not, calls are mm-hmm. not being answered. So that's one of the concerns that are being raised on the SMS line. But thank you so much for speaking to us. Dr. Lusani Nenchitomboni is the acting director of communications at UNISA.